I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to, we're going to go beyond the locker room now with a visit with this week's Saints assistant coach, brought to you by Rouse's Market Shop. Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints, and we are joined by wide receivers coach Keith Williams. In his first year with the Saints, came to the Saints after being with the Baltimore Ravens, was with Tulane back in 2012 through 2014. Good evening, coach. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
We are doing well. Tell me about what you walked into. Obviously, you've, because of your career, and the, you also are a personal wide receivers coach, and Davante Adams, Tyreek Hill, and you, then you get Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed. Tell me what you know, kind of tools in the tool chest that gave you from a wide receiving coaching standpoint.
Well, you're right. Those guys, they have a lot of talent. They, you know, as far as what you're saying, they do have a lot of tools in their toolbox. So it makes it easy. It makes it exciting to work with guys and develop them when they walk in with that much talent.
Now, you know, Coach Williams, how do you coach up? Because I think it has to be instinct and also, you know, physics come into play, your physical stature. But as far as in two areas, that's what I've always noticed. You know, I play with great receivers, Mark Super Duper. I play with Anthony Carter, Eric Martin, Andre Rison, and all that. And I look at, like, receivers. It doesn't matter 20th century, 21st century, you know, the past 30, 40 years. But I look at two things. The contested catches, like almost you're going up for a rebound, are the yards after the catch. Okay, when you catch the ball, are you falling down or are you making people miss? What are you actually doing? How do you coach that up? And when you got a young talent like Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed?
Well, you named a pretty good group of guys that you played with, so I'm familiar with all those guys. That was a great group you just named. But that's a great question, and you can train it, you can teach it, and you can develop it. It starts with the mindset and their standard and their expectation level of themselves to understand and believe that they can be better in both of those areas, contested catches and run after the catch, because guys have the talent to do that. Guys have the talent to make contested catches and to make guys miss and be threats after the catch, but they have to believe they can, and they have to have the mentality to do that, you know, each and every time they get an opportunity to. And so you develop the mentality, you establish that, and then you practice that way to where those practice habits become your style of play. So in the game, when those situations come up, when those incidents come up, your style of play takes over and you make the most of every opportunity in both of those categories.
Now, Coach Williams, you know, I mentioned, you know, Rashid Shaheed, he can take the top off of defense. I'll look at Chris Olave. I think he's gotten stronger. He has skins on the wall. Look at Cedric Wilson Jr., you know, a seven-year veteran who comes to the Saints. But how do you challenge and develop, like, I'm just going to name these, like, three youngsters, like above means. The rookie, you know, coming out of Pitt. And then I look at Mason Tipton. He flashed and caught everyone's attention during training camp. But I've been disappointed in A.T. Perry. Is he hurt? Is he that hurt? Or where is he at? Because, you know, when I look at size, and I said, I don't know, that's a big son of a gun. He's 6'5", 205, 210, around there. So just talk about those young receivers and the challenges, how you got to push the right buttons with them to get them motivated. And say, so you can't just be happy to be on the team. You got to be a difference maker.
Well, there's no doubt about it. The way I do it is you make sure that every day they go out to practice trying to get better. And so practice is just not going out there and knowing the plays. Practice is knowing the plays, knowing the offense, and running your route the best you possibly can every time you run a route. And that comes from how hard you work in individual. That comes from how hard you're watching, how much you're watching film. just of the offense itself, but watching yourself, watching how you move, watching how you execute the fundamentals of individual route running. And so each one of those guys you name and everybody in the room ultimately goes out to practice trying to run the best route, trying to have the best period of individual that they can every day, because when we practice Wednesday, I expect you to be better on Friday. I expect you to be better at the end of the week, better than you were at the beginning of the week. That shows that you are working. So every day, that's the mindset, and hopefully your skill develops and you get better because of that.
Coach, you played college football, San Diego State, and also ran track, and 100 meters was your specialty. Just wondering how much of the track and field world you bring to the coaching aspect of these wide receivers in the NFL.
Not very much in terms of just specifics and as far as the 100 meters in terms of sprinting, but the fundamentals of route running to make your drive phase and your vertical phase of your route look the same. Try to get the maximum speed out of your stance until you get to the break point. Try to not show any indicators in terms of, you know, raising up. You want to have a good natural upper body lean like the sprinter as you attack the DB in your route running. So some of those general principles of sprinting, you know, I incorporate them in my coaching style.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach Williams, how do you approach them? Because, you know, I've been around some young cats. They'd be like, man, I'm a receiver. I'm not blocking. Well, you're a big part of what we're trying to do, so you better want to block. And, I look at it in the past, especially post-Katrina, a couple of guys who I remember with Sean Payton were outstanding run-blocking receivers, Devery Henderson, Robert Meacham. And then all of a sudden that 6-7-8 yard run turns into like 20 plus, or maybe you take it to the house. I know you probably get on the receivers and that I know you want to catch the ball, but you can be at times and make the team and have a long career if you're willing to block and just do your damn job when it's called upon as far as blocking. I know you challenge the receivers with that, don't you?
There's no doubt about it. I addressed that with them, you know, the day I got here. Blocking is part of your job, number one, but also blocking is a part of you having self-pride and how you look to the rest of your teammates. When we cut the film on and we watch in here as an offensive unit and AK or whoever's the ball carrier breaks a big run and your guy makes the tackle and it's because of lack of effort, that ain't any good. And so you don't ever want to be that guy on the film that's not making this block because of lack of effort. Now, if you get out executed, that's one thing. But if the defensive back makes a tackle because of lack of effort, you know that's unacceptable. You know, as you mentioned, I played at San Diego State. One of my best friends, and one of my best friends now and then, my teammate was Marshall Faulk, and you know. Obviously, he's a Hall of Fame NFL running back, and he was a consensus All-American. You know, you have to block for him. But at the same time, he was my good friend, so I wanted to block for him. And so those are some of the principles I instill in these guys to make them understand how important blocking is, besides it overall just being your job. But the reason why it's important also is there's some internal reasons, you know, that I explain that help them understand the importance of it. And they've understood that to this point, and they've been doing a good job blocking.
So you go to Kansas City, Rashid Rice gets hurt yesterday against the Chargers, but just because I know as a personal wide receiving training coach, I mean, you're always aware of what's out there. Talk about their rookie. Xavier Worthy had a 54-yard touchdown yesterday. The Next Gen stats said he was at 21 miles an hour, which, you know, to the layperson doesn't mean a ton. I know he's fast as heck, but talk about him and that kind of rare Rashid Shaheed kind of speed.
Well, I know him a little bit because we're from the same area, California, and so like you said, it's rare to have a combination of speed and wide out natural talent that he has, and what's rare for him as far as that combination is concerned is that he can actually catch You know, he's not just a slot wide out, even though his stature may suggest that, because he has natural hands and the ability to track the deep ball and basically make every type of catch, you know, makes him the type of wideout he is and the type of wideout that seems like he's going to be, because he's able to make all the catches and get behind you on a deep ball.
Now, you know, Coach Williams, when I look at, you know, a practice and how it's structured, and you got scout team and all that, and just talk about as a coach, that it's not like, got scout team offense going against the first defense. How do you treat the receivers then, even though they might be running the other team's routes to give the defense a good look? Do you challenge them also that you can get better yourself? Because every time you have an opportunity on the field, but just talk about that when you construct it in practice, and even like you're running another team's maybe plays, but you are a receiver and you want to give a good look to your defense to help the team.
Well, you make an excellent point, and the number one thing I tell them is work on your game. Work on your game. This is how you get better. We all have post routes, curl routes, dig routes, comeback routes in our offense. So when you look on the card and when you hear your assignment to run the other team's plays, we too have a post route. We too have a curl route. So you have an opportunity to work on your game, develop your game, even though you may be running another team's plays, but we also have that route that you're running. And also, you're giving our defensive backs the best look possible because, you know, when we go face Xavier Worthy, like you're saying, you know, we just faced Mooney. We just faced London. You know, those guys are going to be trying their best to run good routes and beat our defensive back. So it's your job to help prepare our guys as much as possible, so when they actually face them in the game.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. Saints wide receiver coach Keith Williams, a day extra this week, and I know everybody could use that day extra of rest. It was a very physical game yesterday, but have a great week and good luck in Kansas City.
Appreciate it.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.